If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
We go to Tel Aviv now and News Nation's Robert Sherman. Robert, what has been happening in the last 8 hours or so there? Has it been quiet?
No, it's been quite the opposite, Bob. It's been a really sleepless night, you hear, for all of us in Israel, for millions of people around the country, which has really been the case for the last couple of nights here. Multiple ballistic missile barrages coming our way from Iran overnight here, with the Iron Dome intercepting most of those missiles, but some of them getting through. And I think that that's kind of the difference here that you feel on the ground is, everyone is acknowledging that this is a different ball game, and Iran's capabilities far surpass Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, or Hezbollah. Some really advanced capabilities, all things considered, which is why you're seeing a number of these missiles getting past the Iron Dome defense system, not nearly as infallible as we have seen the Iron Dome act historically here. That being said, the message that you're getting coming from the top in Jerusalem is no interest right now at peace for the sake of making peace. And the reason for that is that Israel believes that right now they have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to really change the landscape in the Middle East, and their goal is long-term stability. And I believe the only way to achieve that is if Iran ultimately has their long-range ballistic missile capabilities eliminated and their nuclear production stunted. So those are the objectives here that you're seeing from the Israelis, and they say they're going to keep pushing forward until they attain them.
As you know, Robert, the Israelis are used to living with war as a threat, and they are famously, I don't want to say blasé about it, but life goes on for them despite these wars they've been involved in. But I'm wondering if this time, since Israel has not experienced an attack quite as intensive as this one now, is there any change? Are the people there a little more frightened? What are you picking up?
That's such an astute question, Bob. It is just so different on the ground here. I'll give you an example. It took me 3 days in order to get into Israel, because the airspace is still shut down. That is not normal in Israel to have the airspace shut down this long, and the planes aren't going to be flying for weeks on end. So you have to go through Jordan, realistically, in order to get to Israel, and we made the crossing from Jordan into Israel yesterday. And before we had even cleared customs, we came under attack. An Iranian drone was in the air above us that the Israelis had to shoot down. But when those sirens blared, and I saw everyday people running for these bomb shelters, hysterical, tears running down their cheeks, truly unsure if they were ever going to emerge from that bomb shelter alive. That is different than anything that I have seen here over the last couple of years. It's truly a night and day difference in which there is a acknowledgement that the adversary that they are facing today dwarfs Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis. It's this recognition that this is the ball game here.
And would you say, based on what you're picking up informally there, that people are still divided about Netanyahu, or is there an overwhelming feeling now that we have to do what we're doing now?
That's a really good question. It seems as though that everyone has their own perspective on this, Bob. I think, a couple that I have heard, is, with Netanyahu in charge, 20,000-foot view, agree with the concept that Iran has to be eliminated, but fearing that, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the reins, that this might not be a quick ordeal, that this could be dragged on for years. There are some who believe that maybe he's not the most ideal prime minister, but he's really the only person that they've got on the bench who has significant wartime leadership experience. So perhaps he's the best one to ride with. And then there are some who want the prime minister to go even farther. Some of the people who are on the more right side of his coalition, we really want to take the fight to Iran and perhaps not even stop there if that's what it comes to. So, I mean, it's there's a variety of perspectives that you hear on the ground here. But bottom line, though, if you sift through them, there does seem to be this overwhelming agreement that Iran is greatly problematic, not just to Israel, but to countries around the Middle East, countries around Europe. You even heard pretty lockstep sentiment from the leaders at the G7 summit here this weekend, and something has to be done about it.
There are signals, it seems, from Tehran that they're ready to renew diplomacy. Iran giving out some indications that they want nuclear talks as long as the U.S. stays out of conflict with Israel. But are you picking up a more hawkish feeling there in Israel now, Robert?
Yeah, I don't think people buy it here. I don't think that people buy that Iran is genuinely saying that they want to make a deal. I mean, bottom line, these two countries do not trust one another in any capacity here. And it's going to be difficult to strike a deal with someone who you inherently distrust. And, you know, I mean, to the Israelis' position here, I mean, you look at the last Iran nuclear agreement, which was not upheld line by line by the regime in Iran. So, I mean, that's part of the perspective that Israelis have here. I mean, I think that, you know, I mean, also, I mean, look at what's going on your side of the Atlantic right now. And you hear the rhetoric that's coming out of Washington, President Trump putting out that message this morning that he has not reached out to Iran. Iran has his number and can call him. And he says that that hasn't happened yet. I mean, if Iran is serious about that, I mean, I think that they're going to need to start making some moves rather soon, because I mean, it does look as though Israel has an upper hand here right now.
Yes, indeed. Really good insights, as always, from News Nation's Robert Sherman in Tel Aviv. Thank you very much, Robert. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.